New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer.
It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
There it is. There it is.
That was a real pop pop.
Oh, bubbly pop pop. Welcome into Old School on 93.7 Ticket, brought to you by the Mercado. Stealing Jay Foreman's line, that's what I do here. We are joined on a Friday by the fine purveyor of Thirsty Thursday, Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Welcome in.
Thanks, fellas. We're calling it Thirsty Friday since we
Busy missed... Friday?
Busy Friday. Yeah, that actually that? Works even better because it's New Year's, so I brought nothing but bubbles. Didn't bring any beer at all.
You like it. How's Christmas?
It was solid. It was nice and low key. Not a lot of drama, just mostly we hosted my mom and her spouse on Christmas Eve and then went over to my father's on Christmas Day. And my wife and I picked up some prime tenderloins and grilled those up on Christmas evening. And it was solid.
Solid or like was the meat solid or was the meat tender?
No, oh, man. Kevin, you gotta tell him, man. That's disrespectful to ask a true grill master.
Guy,
that.
I know.
Just tell him like Kevin Durant said. Do you know who I am? I'm Kevin. I'm Kevin. Do you know who he is?
We did up a little Worcestershire cream sauce,
ooh,
some mashed potatoes.
Dang,
it was.
And you didn't invite Jay.
Well, it was Christmas. Jay got bigger plans than to hang out with Uncle Kevin.
I would have made a pit stop, man. That sounds good. Scrum diddly umptious.
That's awesome. Well, you will be on vacation, so we are ringing in the new year early. What's this first sampling of bubbly we got?
Okay, so Austin, quick trivia question. This is a sparkling wine, and it's French. Why isn't it champagne?
Because it is not from the Champagne region,
that
Kevin.
That is correct. Check out the big brain on Brad over here. This is called Blanquette de Lemieux, and it comes from southern France. And the reason I asked that question is because the term champagne has become generalized, like Band-Aid or Q-tip.
Kleenex,
right. So it's actually a region in northern France where they make sparkling wine. And so if it doesn't come from that region, it's not champagne. So I thought I would bring in one that, is approachable. One of the best values in sparkling wine that I've come across. These are on the shelf for $20. So if you're not a big bubble person, but you want to celebrate in style, this is a great way to go. Also, I just want to start like with just sort of the bottle itself, because I could do a 2-hour dissertation just on champagne or sparkling wine. But do you remember what the indentation in the bottom is called?
Yes, it's called the indentation in the bottom.
It's called the, or others might call it the punt.
The punt.
And so it's
not, it's like a point.
Right.
Punt.
It's just like not just a place to put your thumb when you're pouring the wine out. It serves a couple of different purposes. Initially, they didn't have these glass bottles. They were clay. And if you had a secondary fermentation where CO2 got trapped in there, they would explode. So they put that indentation in the bottom. It gave the bottle more structural integrity, made it stronger. Mm. Also, they didn't have microfilters and things like that, so the wines would all have sediment in them. So they would allow the sediment to collect around that bottom rim down there. And so you would leave about the bottom half inch of the liquid with the sediment in the bottle and not pour that out into the glass. So serves a couple of different purposes.
Didn't they spoon that out as a delicacy? Like there were parts of the region
would not surprise me at all, but that's something new that I haven't heard.
Yeah, it's in the old F&B days. They talked about those tours that you go in, those sediments were actually served as a delicacy, like after the fact, you know,
little appetizer.
Yeah, similar to the worm in the tequila, yeah. that all that flavor going to waste would not be allowed.
The worm is called a gusano. So if technically tequila wouldn't come with a gusano, just mezcal would. Yeah. Con gusano means with the worm.
What's the worm called down there in the Bahamas? Was it conch or whatever? What's that worm? That one got magical power.
Where I like to go, they got a stand.
That's out front, what I was saying.
And it's called the Conch Shack.
Hey,
and they pull it right out of the shell.
And you get it crunk too, right, Kev?
it goes happy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. But with sparkling wine, initially the wines start still, meaning they don't have any bubbles. And they add a temporary cork. The sediment is left intact because that gives the wine more complexity. And the bottles are gradually twisted and tilted, bringing that sediment up to the neck of the bottle, where they will freeze it with liquid nitrogen. Mm. And they will remove that temporary cork. They will allow that icy sediment to escape out of the bottle. It's called disgorgement. And then they will add a little bit of sugar and wine back into it. It's called dosage. And the dosage will determine the dryness and or sweetness of the wine, the finished wine product. It also serves a second purpose because it reactivates the dormant yeast in the bottle and creates a secondary fermentation. Doesn't create any alcohol, but then that's when they add that mushroom-shaped cork and the cage on top. And the cage,
Muselet?
The Muselet. There you go. Two for two, Austin.
Final for Austin.
The Muselet is the wire cage, and it literally means muzzle, like a dog muzzle. And it's necessary because without it, there's enough pressure in there that it would blow those corks out of there. So there's five levels of dryness and or sweetness in true champagne. One is called Grand Brut. That's the driest, and it gets very, very little dosage. And that's like your Dom Perignon. Dom Perignon was a famous monk who is credited with the invention of champagne. They used to think if it got bubbles in it, it had gone bad. And he was the first one to recognize that, hey, this is kind of cool. Mm. So
something went right.
Something went right. And so he said, brothers, come quickly. I'm tasting stars. And hence the romance of champagne begun.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then the second level of dryness is called Brut, and that's still dry, pretty bone dry. Then the next step is actually called Extra Dry, but it is not as dry as Brut. Then you have Demi-Sec and Sec, which is semi-sweet and sweet. However, mostly you just see the middle three, Brut, Extra Dry, and the Demi-Sec. The other two are kind of outliers. But how the Extra Dry got named was as the romance of champagne began to spread throughout Europe, the British monarch commissioned the French champagne producers to make them sparkling wine. And they asked them, well, how do you like it? And they said, well, we're British. We're dry. We have a dry sense of humor. We like our sherry dry. We're very dry. So they sent them Brut, and it was too dry. Mm-hmm. So what they did, they added some more dosage. They called it Extra Dry because, number one, it was English, and it would appease their ego, and it created a new category in terms of the level of dryness, which prior to that, there was only four. So that's how Extra Dry became a level of sweetness and or dryness. So
that's funny. I do have to ask, given that we're on sports radio here.
Yeah.
Team wins a championship. They go back to the locker room. Do you know, like, are they popping out classy champagne? Is it off-brand sparkling wine and they save the champagnes for themselves to drink? How does your heart feel when you see this bubbly getting popped in and sprayed in a locker room? Is it a celebration thing? Does it hurt your heart to see it go to waste?
They've got so much money. They can do whatever they want. They're popping Dom and spraying it all over each other. You know, I go right ahead. I think they're usually pouring some pretty good stuff, but they might have, these are our spray bottles and these are our drinking bottles. And I would say inevitably some of the drinking bottles get sprayed and the spray bottles get drunk.
But you probably can't tell the difference when you're celebrating in a locker room.
I imagine the endorphins are popping. It really doesn't matter. It would all taste pretty damn good.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So that's the first bottle.
First bottle.
What is the second bottle then? Important
this
question.
Is a sparkling red wine.
Ooh.
From Italy. And it's made of a grape called Brichetto. And it's also sweet.
Hmm.
And
would it be up Ellie's alley?
This would be in Ellie's alley all the way. However, I wanted to do it second. I'm trying to pour and not spill and talk at the same time.
Your efforts appreciated.
Don't let me chew gum. But the reason I did it second is because if you drink a sweet wine followed by a dry wine, it can give you a similar sensation as brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice. Does not set it up. You always want to go driest to sweetest. And this comes from the Piedmont region, which is northern Italy. It's made of a grape called Brichetto, and it was made famous by a court jester named Giovanni of the Jug. The reason they called him Giovanni of the Jug is he was commanded by the Italian king and queen to carry a jug around of this at all times because he was funnier when he was drunk, as we all are. And so that's essentially how this wine became famous. Now, you've heard the term Asti Spumante. Spumante means full sparkling. This comes from the same place as Asti Spumante, but it's made in what they call a frizzante, which is half sparkling. So it only has just a little bit of effervescence. It's not a full bubbly wine. And they'll even make one that's just slightly effervescent called Frizzantino. But the grape itself, you know, you get that sort of fresh black raspberry. It doesn't taste like booze. It's a good sort of bubbly to celebrate with if you're not a big bubbly fan.
This is good, man. So this will knock you off your feet too.
Jay, is the Asti Pomani what you tasted the most of or drank the most of?
No.
It's the dog.
I was usually a brute guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had to go get it where you can get it.
Yeah. Brute. Yeah. Well, it looked the coolest and it said brute right on there. So I didn't know what I was drinking. I wanted to ask you, what's the big bottle that they, especially NBA champions, they pop after they win? What's that big one? Remember the Dallas Mavericks? They had that big old bottle of champagne.
I want to say that is called an Ebenezer, and it's 6 liters.
Yeah.
So a regular bottle would be 750 milliliters. And so I want to say it's the equivalent of 8 bottles. If my math is correct,
I thought that Mark Cuban was Verve. I thought he was a Verve guy.
Yeah.
with a big bottle of orange label Verve Clicquot.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's one of the most popular, but they have a name for each size of bottle. So a Magnum is a double bottle, and that's 1.5 liters, and then you've got a Jeroboam, which is 3 liters. And I want to say the Ebenezer is the 6 liter. Yeah. That's the big
one. Yeah, I think that's it, man. That's huge.
Wow. Yeah. And those are hard to pour.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you got to have a big boy up there doing the work for
you. Yeah. Well, and you would be amazed at the size of the cork in one of them. I mean, it's like a fist. It's massive.
Dang. That's crazy.
We will raise a glass to you, kind sir, for what you do for us. On a weekly basis, adding to the space. And again, thank you for always adding to.
I appreciate y'all having me. It's kind of the highlight of my week. I shouldn't say kind of. It is the highlight of my week coming in here and just getting to have some fun and share a few things. And I appreciate you all, and I hope you all have a happy New Year.
Before he's out of here, you got 4 days to stock up for New Year's. Get the bubbly, Meyer's cork and bottle, 13th and South. What are the hours where people can get it before New Year's Eve?
So we're open till 11 this weekend, And then we will be open until 10 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday will just be open until 6.
What's the Pinstripe Bowl's victory celebration beverage of choice?
Well, I think you got to go. I mean, it depends on how.
Buy an extra bottle of bubbly. Pop it early.
Right. Uh-huh. It's a 6-6 season, so celebrate.
7-6. We're going to claim that one.
7-6. So yeah. Celebrate, but don't get over your skis. A bottle like this Blanquette for $20, I think, would be apropos for a Husker victory.
Well, from the text line, it says, hey, Kev, shopped with my little one last week and picked up the Noble Tree. Great. Nice. $16 wine. Thanks for the suggestion.
My pleasure, and thanks for your business.
Love it. Kevin, as always, appreciate you.
Happy
Talk
New
again
Year.
Soon.
Take care.
We'll be right back here to Old School on the Ticket.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.